so today, though. We are following what's happening with oil prices. There are some striking workers in Scotland. They have shut down a pipeline that carries nearly half of Britain's oil, causing the beginnings of consumer panic.
While the outbreaks of panic buying are sporadic, some drivers are finding difficulties getting fuel.
Just need diesel anywhere. This is the fourth garage we've been in. There's need diesel. Can't get any.
In Nigeria, also a major U.S. oil provider, workers are striking too, adding to tensions after pipelines there were attacked. And you add into the mix a skirmish on Friday between U.S. ships and Iranian ships in the Gulf. That sent oil prices up. A confluence of events that Lisa Marganelli, author of Oil on the Brain, Adventures from Pump to Pipeline, says could make the volatile oil markets even more vulnerable. Oil prices hit a historic peak close to $120 today across the globe. Lisa, do you anticipate further sharp increases?
Well, nobody knows. That's the thing, is all this, we're just kind of feeling around this market like, with a stick in the dark, basically. But this is so huge, you just never know. This could be kind of the day that we all remember. Oil prices have been rising for months, years now.
And, but incrementally, really. I mean, it's been a slow increase until the last couple of months, right?
Right. And it's sort of been like, the story about the frog in the pot where the heat rises slowly and all of a sudden the frog goes, woo, I'm getting cooked. But what might happen today is that the price rises really dramatically and, the frog could conceivably jump out of the pot and say, wow, we've really got to change our behavior. So there.
But before we even get to that, though, Lisa, really, are we talking about a supply issue? And what are the present and future markets? I mean, what are they worrying about most at this exact moment?
Well, today is a supply issue. Today is perhaps 2 million barrels, out of the market. There's 700,000 barrels. In Great Britain. And then maybe 1.5 in Nigeria are gone, and that's out of the total oil market of somewhere in 90 million barrels. So that's actually big. I mean, we have big price spikes on maybe 200,000 barrels being missing. This is 2 million.
Well, then, Lisa, what's a 200,000 barrel event? What is a little event that suddenly we have to take really serious notice of in this crazy environment? And how do speculators, the new traders that are in the market, the pensioners who are actually trading in oil, how do they increase the volatility here?
Well, we don't really know that. What we know, though, is that over the past couple of weeks, we've had little things that have really sent the price up. We know that there's lots of people who are in the market. They're buying. They say oil is the new gold. They're buying oil because the U.S. currency is going down. So they put their money in oil. And then the question is kind of what do they do when they have their money in oil? And then we have little disruptions, even things like electrical plants going down around the world, which cause people to buy more diesel, or electrical plants that go down and cause a refinery to go down, and suddenly the whole world is affected. So we've had all these little kind of blips. A tanker was attacked, a Japanese tanker was attacked off of Yemen a week ago, and that caused kind of a little blip. But there's just these kind of little tiny moves. And, almost every couple of days there's something happens in Nigeria that's 200,000 barrels. But
so in comparison, you would say the strikes now in Nigeria and the strikes in Scotland, that's a bigger event?
That's a big event. Plus, apparently, there's also attacks on the pipelines in Nigeria that are pretty substantial. And these are big. We don't know what's going to happen with this.
You know, at Harvard this week, a bunch of big economic geniuses like Robert Rubin, and, he's a genius. I'm not, disputing that. But they're all wargaming the issue of massive disruptions in oil delivery to the industrialized world. It's not something they've never done before, but it's a different world than the last time they tried this a couple of years ago, I would think, right?
Yeah, it is a different world. I mean, the oil price is probably double what it was the last time they played this game. But, whenever those guys play the game, they always find out that we're overwhelmed and the government doesn't exactly know what to do because we don't know how to use the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and things like that.
So they play the game, we lose.
Yeah.
I see. Thanks, Lisa. That's That's terrific. You had a question.
Just very quickly, Iran, the rhetoric has been accelerating, and that is a country that provides 30% of oil. There was a skirmish on Friday between U.S. Ships and Iranian ships. Any fears of what happened 20 years ago when the U.S. blew up two Iranian oil platforms? Any fears of that happening again?
Well, you just always wonder when things are escalating there in the Gulf. 20 years ago, the U.S. did attack two oil platforms. It was supposed to be a little limited engagement to teach Iran a lesson, and it blew up to a one-day battle that turned into the largest naval battle since World War II, which is just kind of mind-blowing. It destroyed part of the Iranian Navy, and we're still in the Gulf 20 years later.
Of Oil on the Brain, Adventures from Pump to Pipeline. Thank you very much for joining us.